Welcome to part 10 of building a dynamic web community using PHP, MySQL, and Flash, created by Flash Building and brought to you by developphp.com. And in number 9, we created our edit profile page. We finished the functionality of the header profile, or the edit profile button in our header, and now we're setting up our when we left off in the last part, we were setting up the forms. It's going to be the first form for the user to edit their profile, which is going to be the profile picture. So let's see, how can we do this? Yeah, let's just add a form to this whole table. So let's go to code right here. We're going to type in form action edit underscore profile dot php, or you can use the server self variables that are native in PHP, but either method works just fine. And the insight type, multi-part form data. The method is post. And I think that's good. Let's give it a name of pick form. Pick one form. Now, I think that's all we need. Yep. Doesn't really necessarily need an ID, but you can give it an ID. Pick form. And we're not going to use any of the other options for this form. For this example. Now let's close off that tag. Okay, now let's just go down a few lines here with the table nest. I put a couple of lines right here so we can see what's going on and separate that table a little more. Remember, this table is going to be for uploading a picture. And so let's go here. Let's go down to where the table. You have to nest everything correctly. So when the table opens, the table tag opens, you put in the form starting tag. So when the table's going to close, you got to put in the form closing tag before the table closes to keep everything nested correctly. Okay, so all we need is a submit button right here. So insert form button. Okay, go into the source code. That's fine. Okay, so let's put in our file upload field. This doesn't need a label. We can get rid of that label tag. And right here, actually, let's separate this one more time. Let's go over here, put the cursor there, go to split into two columns. So you're splitting that column into two columns. That way this one can be for the image. They'll see their image before they change it or upload it. And we're going to make it 100 wide, not too big. Okay, so here we're going to add the, let's go to insert form, the file field, and just press OK. It'll give it default values. If you go into the code view and you look, we don't want that label tag. Input type is file, the name is file field. That's fine. I might change the name of that. So now what we're going to do is, so this pretty much shows you Now, I'm going to have this whole source file for download, so you guys don't have to question through the video what I'm doing here. You can actually go and get the files and download and look at it. So I'm not going to take the video time up to make all these silly little forms when everybody knows how to make HTML forms. If you don't know how to make an HTML form, you shouldn't be taking this tutorial yet, this tutorial series. That's really basic stuff you should have learned a long time ago before you start something like this. So this is basically simple HTML forms sitting inside of a table, nested inside of a table, and we just put the fields that we want, the components for the form that we want, and print out the user data into those fields. It's that simple. Then when the user wants to submit, they browse for the picture, they find it on the computer, they put it here, they submit, and it uploads. So now all we need is an upload script that's going to be up here in the PHP section of this file. So what I'm going to do is put in all the little tables and forms for all the little data that I want to gather and change for the user to allow the user to edit about their profile. And when I get done with that, I'll pop the video, or I'll unpause the video, and we'll talk about what's in it just briefly, because it's just going to be simple HTML forms. But what's going to be the part that's a little more complex is the PHP parsing of all those forms, and it's all going to be on this one same page. All the parsing mechanisms that sync data into the database when they want to edit it, it's all going to be on this same page, and I'm going to explain that very thoroughly, and that's going to be in the upper section. Okay, so before I script out the parsing mechanism for, or the parsing mechanisms for all these little forms here, I just wanted to show you what I wound up with. And this is what we're going to have for our base system in the edit profile page. And I stuck the account settings page here, or link to the account settings page. So this way they can edit their account settings, do such things as, change their password, delete their account, or deactivate it, whichever we choose to have them do, and maybe a couple of other options in there. But this page is going to be mostly for setting up the profile display, and then the page we create for their account settings will be a different page, and that'll be in a later on lesson, part of the free package. And so yeah, what we have is the first line is going to put their picture right there. It's only going to be 100 wide, and then 100 pixels wide. And so, well, first thing up top is we put a sentence in, and it's edit your profile data here, and it would say Adam, put the first name. Then we have the edit table for the person's picture, the edit table and form for the person's first name, middle name, last name. Actually, I think I'm going to remove middle name. I do not need that. I'll just do first name, last name. And I'm going to remove it from the database as well. I'm going to do a couple of modifications to the database in a tutorial, maybe the next one or maybe the one after that, just to show you how to do modifications. As you're planning and building, you might need changes to that main database table, so I'll show you how to do that through script. It's very easy. Okay, so the next table is set up for the member's location, so they can edit their country, state, city, and zip code. The next one is set up for the member's website. Next one is set up for the member's YouTube channel, and this one is set up for the member's bio, or their about section. And each little form has a table with a form tag nested inside. So if we look at the code, well, first let's look at the design again. You see I have horizontal lines here. Well, actually, let's look at it on the web, because I already FTP'd it, I logged in, and here I am in Firefox. I'm going to go to Edit Profile, And I put up the new header already also. So if you guys are members of the site, you would see this now. Actually, the whole source package would be updated, so you can get to the source files too. But here is the form. This is how it looks in Firefox. I just wanted to make sure I'm looking at it in all browsers as I build, so that way, and here it is in Internet Explorer, that way we can see if there's any design problems or rendering problems. So it looks good in Internet Explorer. It's bringing in all my data, and same in Firefox. We have no About Us data because we don't put that in the registration form. The place that's edited is right here. So, and then here they would just upload a picture, and we're just gonna have, for the base tutorial, we're just gonna have one. We're gonna do like YouTube and just have one profile picture, and that is all. No picture albums. I think there's a lot of sites out there that let you have picture albums already, and it's social networks really aren't doing that sort of thing anymore. That's what MySpace is there for, and Facebook, and all those other sites where you can go and make picture albums. But if you wanted to code that into your project, it's not very difficult. But for this base tutorial, we're just going to stick with one profile picture. And it's going to display on their profile, when you view the profile, it's going to display a lot bigger than YouTube's 250 by whatever height the person's they can put a big banner in there if they like, because all the information, display information for the member, is going to be off to the left, and then other things down here. So or maybe we would limit the height. We'll get to that. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. So the edit profile page looks good. We have no parsing script yet, but that's okay. And now let's see. So now we're ready to build our parsing mechanisms. And what I wanted to show you was the horizontal lines here in between each section. And if you look in the code view, you'll see in between each form and table for each form, there's a horizontal line tag with a width of 680 and it's center aligned. And that's pretty much that. But everything in the form is pretty basic form components that you would have in any other regular form, and similar to the registration form. Some of these fields are very similar to the registration form fields, like the country drop down I took straight out of the registration.php page here for their country drop down when they register. And the form upload, we're going to set a 50 kilobyte max for that image. It can be no bigger than 50 kilobyte. And so what I'm going to do, so this video doesn't run too long, is just in part 11, which will be the next part, we're going to build all these parsing mechanisms in the script up top. So this one file will take care of showing the user their form, and when they press submit, the same edit underscore profile.php will parse that information into the database, and then if all things go right when the page is reloaded after the parsing, it will show the new updated data. Okay.